The candidates running for Bloomington City Council in the April election mostly praise what city government has done so far in providing relief to residents and small businesses. Some diverge on what comes next and whether the pandemic portends broader economic challenges facing Bloomington. Ryan Denham has more.
In Ward 3 on Bloomington's east side, NAACP leader and Department of Corrections retiree Willie Holton Hulbert will face State Farm Executive and Bloomington Planning Commissioner Sheila Motney. Incumbent Nbokamil Lamway is not seeking another term, instead running for mayor. Motney is running on a pledge to lower taxes by running city services more efficiently. Motney points to the pandemic's impact so far on city revenue through lost sales, hotel, and gas taxes.
We're just seeing the tip of the iceberg.
She says Bloomington must keep taxes low as part of a broader strategy to keep the city an attractive place to live, especially in a work-from-home world.
We are at a crossroads here where we're going to have to change behavior, I believe. We've benefited from double digits population growth over decades in the past, but we're not going to be in that boat anymore.
Her opponent, Willie Holton Hulbert, says the community has learned some good lessons during the pandemic, such as making public meetings accessible on Zoom and suspending fares on Connect Transit. Hulbert points to the city's existing business and resident relief programs as successful. The city has already distributed about $186,000, about 37% of its direct relief program for residents. For businesses, about $150,000 was distributed to 34 recipients in round one of that program, with applications now being reviewed for the next $220,000. Hulbert says the city should consider directing any budget surplus it has toward even more relief.
Sometimes it's really making sure people are aware of funding that's available and make use of that.
In Ward 5 in Near East Bloomington, incumbent Johnny Painter is not seeking re-election. Nick Becker, a vice president for a data services firm, will face high school teacher Patrick Lawler. Lawler praised the city's early relief efforts, including that direct aid program for residents.
And we were ahead of the curve on that, especially compared to a lot of the other municipalities around us.
As the city receives more federal relief money, he says it should consider using those funds and its own reserves to expand relief programs.
Because if we invest now, it'll make the recovery that much easier when we get to that point.
Lawler, like Willie Hulbert, is part of the People First Coalition of Progressive Candidates. Nick Becker says city-level relief efforts aren't enough. He says the best way to help people and businesses is to reopen those places that he thinks were unnecessarily closed during the pandemic. He says he didn't have the legal chops to weigh in on the legality of state COVID rules, such as those that stopped indoor service at bars and restaurants, but he says they did more harm than good.
That's the relief that is necessary. More than, a $9,000 grant that makes somebody feel like, ooh, we did a lot for this business, when probably we've hurt them much more than that.
Becker, like Sheila Motney, was endorsed by the McLean County Chamber of Commerce's Political Action Committee. Becker says it's appropriate, too, for the city to give struggling residents relief for things like late payment fees, but he doesn't think it's feasible to put any more city money toward direct aid. In Ward 7 on Bloomington's west side, incumbent Molly Ward will face challenger Kelby Cumston. Ward is director of spiritual services at Carl Broman and was appointed to that seat in October. Cumston is a project manager overseeing affordable housing construction and is another People First candidate. Cumston points to he and his wife's work establishing the McLean County Mutual Aid Program when the pandemic first hit, helping seniors find help shopping and with other things. He says they didn't wait weeks for that perfect plan to come together.
And the spirit of mutual aid, we just started. And so I think that is something that the city needs to start doing. There's a lot of incentive programs that other cities are doing out there that we could look to and start in those directions.
Cumston also praised the city's direct relief program, but he says the city missed an opportunity to shine a light on those businesses that were following COVID mitigation rules. He says those defying the rules were the only ones getting attention. Molly Ward says it's too early to say if existing assistance programs are working.
And is that enough? I don't know. I don't think anybody knows. And that's something that we're going to have to be persistent about revisiting. It's not going to be a quick fix.
In Ward 9 on Bloomington's northeast side, Councilmember Kim Bray is not seeking re-election. Real estate agent and State Farm retiree Jim Fruin is running for a city council seat he held until 2017. He'll face Tom Crumpler, an education professor at ISU. Fruin says the city's existing assistance programs appear to be working.
Myself, I don't have any great ideas about something that should be added at this time.
Krumpler also praised the city's existing efforts. He says he's not sure the city needs to do more right now, although that could change if case counts and related economic fallout spike again.
It seems to me like we're doing a pretty good job right now providing relief for our citizens, for our businesses.
The election is April 6th. Early voting in Bloomington starts March 12th. I'm Ryan Denham.
Find all our election coverage, including a list of candidates for each office, at our voter guide at WGLT.org.